Moncrief on News Talk.
It's road bowling season, a major international event. The King and Queen of the Roads just wrapped up in Ballincurrig, County Cork. Seamus O'Tooma is a member of the organising committee. Seamus, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you too.
How many countries are participating in it now?
In this competition, four countries: Ireland, Germany, Netherlands and Italy. But, of course, the game is played in more countries than that around the world.
OK. And so is it possible to tell who invented it, or are there different variations on the same game and then, you know, they have international versions of that?
Yeah, I think that's the real question. Nobody really knows the answer to that question, whether a lot of these games have a common origin or whether the one that we play in Ireland started in Ireland is uniquely Irish. The one that's most close internationally to our game is the Italian game, which is very, very similar to ours, played on roads as well. And then the game that's played in the Netherlands is quite similar, but that is traditionally played on a grass track using a wooden bowl. So it's very similar, but similar concept, but then they are different sports and we don't know if they have a common origin or not.
Oh, right. Okay. So for people, say, coming from the Netherlands, would they be at a bit of a disadvantage because they're not used to playing it the Irish way?
That would have been the case, an international association was founded in 1963, so they've a lot of experience at this stage, and they have been coming to Ballincurrig to play in King and Queen of the Roads for a number of decades now, so they know Ballincurrig very, very well. They practice with the Irish bowl, they play the Irish sport there, thousands of them do, and they play in international competitions every 4 years, the European Championships, so they have a lot of experience at this stage. Right. Initially, that would have been a problem, but it's not a problem anymore.
And has it changed now, Seamus, with, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff over the last 20 years?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's immediate now. Everybody knows exactly what's happening all of the time. I mean, there's live streaming, WhatsApp groups, but then there's also things like TikTok and Instagram. And I think TikTok and Instagram have really taken it to a different place because people can really get access to it and see what's involved. It's interesting, you know, because it's like, you know, when people wanted to understand how a horse ran, you know, people were watching horses running for thousands of years, but it wasn't really until photography was invented that you could really see what a horse was doing. Hmm. And it's somewhat the same with bowling because the athleticism of it really is captured in videos and in photographs, you know, so it's when people see these things, say, "Whoa, wow, look what this person is doing," you know, so it brings it to a different kind of a level, you know, even when you see it with your naked eye, you don't see it to the same extent as you do in a video.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was wondering about that, because it's one of those sports that I suppose a bit like golf in a sense that if you're just a spectator there, it's difficult to see the whole thing happening.
Absolutely. You know, for sure. But, you know, I mean, like, it's like any sport, I suppose. You become, you know, when you're watching it for many, many years or whatever, you become a little bit of a connoisseur of it, and almost every aspect of the game then becomes evident to you. So, like, again, you don't have to see absolutely everything to know what's happening. It's like, I suppose, if you're at any kind of a spectator sport, you don't see absolutely everything that's going on. But definitely things like live streaming and videos and TikTok and all of this certainly brings it closer to people, and they can see exactly what's happening, you know, so that is a big, big, big difference.
Yeah. And the roads that you were playing on this weekend, they're the same roads every year that you use, I assume.
Yeah, yeah. The road in Ballincurrig is a regional route, so it's got the R in front of the name, the R626. So it's not a small country road, you know. It's not a little laneway. It's a quite, you know, it's a road with, I suppose, put it this way, it's a road with yellow lines on the side and a white line in the middle. It's that kind of a road.
Yes.
People will understand that. And you need a road of that scale because, you know, you have big crowds of people trying to watch it. So you need space for people to play. And, you know, you need a decent track as well because, you know, if somebody's going to throw this ball, you know, we were tracking the speeds of them there the weekend, you know, 80, 90 kilometers an hour, you know, so, you know, they need space to do that. You need a lot of straight road, and then you need test people with corners and all the rest. So you need variety as well in the road, you know, so not every road is suitable. And when you get a good road, then I suppose the tendency is we tend to use those roads as much as we can.
Yeah. And do people get a chance, particularly the Irish competitors, do you get a chance to practice on those roads at all? Because I'd assume over time you'd know every lump and bump in it.
Yeah, you would, of course, and they do practice. But I suppose, for instance, this weekend, the surface was quite different than it had been in the past, because the road was given a whole makeover there about a month ago. So there's a new surface, the sides of the road were changed and so on and so forth. In fairness to Cork County Council, they really came on board with us on that, and they really helped us in relation to that. That needs to be said. You know, they collaborated with us closely, but that meant that the playing surface was different. In the past, it was smoother because the road had been more worn down. Now there's more traction on it, and that makes a difference. So there's always some little minor thing changing, but then knowing it, you know, it's like playing pool or snooker. The table probably doesn't change much, but, you know, an infinite number of possibilities can happen in that space, you know.
Yeah. And in terms of the rules, does the ball have to be in contact with the ground all the time?
No. It's what's counted is all the forward motion of the ball. The only time really that we, especially in Ireland, we loft, what's called lofting, which is throwing the ball in the air. When you come to a bend on the road, it must reach the road. If it doesn't reach the road, then you lose the shot and you have to play it again. And there are some little places, you know, laneways and things like that, which are off the bounds, you know. So, but apart from that, it's generally all the forward motion. And even when it runs in the grass on the side of the road, that counts as well.
Right. Okay. And but at the speeds that you described, they're travelling at. If you're at the side of the road as a spectator, can it ever occasionally happen someone gets a slap of a ball kind of thing?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say it never happens. Of course it does. But it doesn't happen regularly. It's quite infrequent, to be honest. Because I suppose, you know, the players are trying to be as accurate as possible. So, and you know, there's a piece of grass put on the road as a target. So the person is aiming for that. You know more or less what they're intending to do. And of course, from time to time, things may change. But I think, you know, the people you see on the road are very alert. They're watching. They know what's coming. And of course, you know, from time to time, somebody will get hit by a ball, but not that often, really. It's rare enough.
Mm. And the generation of players you're seeing now, Seamus, are they getting better and better?
Like, one of the amazing things that happened is that during COVID, a lot of people were in lockdown, but, you know, you were in lockdown, but that meant you could move around in the 5 kilometre zone or whatever. And lots of kids, especially, you know, they had no organised sport. They went out, they were already playing bowling, but they went out playing with their family members or their next door neighbour or things like that. And we have seen a huge surge in skill levels. And at the weekend now, we saw some of that. We saw, you know, a girl called Emma Hurley, who's just an incredible athlete. Shane Crowley, who's, again, supreme. Brian O'Driscoll. These players, these are young players, you know, they're all in their late teens, early 20s, and they are just unbelievable. The standard that they're at is just like nothing we've seen for a long time.
Okie dokie. Seamus, thanks a million for talking to us. More power to you. Seamus O'Toole there from Road Bowling. But road bowling predominantly, obviously, in the south of the country.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.